This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can take your gross domestic product and your unemployment report, and you can keep them. That's what you can do. The key to economic growth here and elsewhere has long been held to be productivity. How many widgets produced per hour worked? Well, I saw something in the New York Times today about that, and I got to say, it brought me up short. Neil Irwin wrote it. Neil, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me.
Don't mind telling you, I was a little dismayed to read the headline on this piece. Maybe we've been thinking about the productivity slump all wrong. Help. How should we be thinking about it?
Well, you know, the way that I and I think a lot of people who think a lot about economics have tended to think about productivity is this thing that magically happens. You know, innovators come up with ideas, businesses figure out new ways to do things, and in the process, they're able to save labor, and people are able to have higher incomes over time. And I think we tend to think of that as a totally separate thing from what happens in the kind of cyclical ups and downs of the economy, whether there's a recession or not. And the argument that I've heard from some really thoughtful people and that I'm really coming to grips with is the idea that maybe when the economy is in a recession, that's a thing that causes low productivity rather than something that is a result of it.
So give me an example of that, because honestly, the idea that maybe we've been thinking about this thing that we all thought had been key backwards is a little intimidating.
Well, the first clue is there's a little bit of a coincidence that happens. If you go back to 2007, 2008, 2009, productivity fell off a cliff then. Productivity growth has been much lower since then than it was before. So why might that be? Well, it could just be a coincidence. You know, maybe inventors aren't coming up with good inventions. Maybe we're not getting the kinds of new ideas that could really drive forward innovation and growth. Then again, maybe employers don't have any reason to invest in innovation. Maybe there are ideas out there that could make American businesses more productive, and they're not spending the money to put in place those innovations because unemployment has been high, because wages have been low, because we haven't had the kind of growth that we might expect. And that's a really important and intriguing idea.
Is this necessarily a bad thing? I guess I read this piece and I was like, oh man, this is terrible, but maybe it's not.
Yeah, I think it actually is an idea that has a lot of promise and suggests that we're not in this productivity slump without any hope of getting out. It might just be an artifact of this long, slow recovery we've had and the kind of depressed economy we've had for much of the last 10 years. So maybe as the labor market gets tighter, as the economy gets revving faster, maybe employers are going to find that they need to invest more in equipment and software and the kinds of things that can make their workers more productive. And if that happens, that's the pathway to higher incomes. You know, it's not just about how many jobs, and you know, we worry about people losing their jobs to robots. It's about, do people have jobs that pay a high income? And productivity growth is the pathway to get that. So this is actually, to me, very hopeful that maybe there is that pathway and we could have a brighter future.
There were, not that I was counting, but I was, there were two maybes and one if in that sentence. So spitball the future for me.
A lot of this is kind of speculative. It's kind of looking at the way the timing lines up. That said, talking to people from the business world, they really do say that capital spending has been low because of this weak economic environment. You know, maybe if you're a company and you're a CEO and you're trying to decide what to do, if the labor market's tighter, when unemployment's low, there aren't a lot of workers out there, maybe that's the moment you really invest in things that might make your company better off in the long run, U.S. economic growth higher in the long run, and incomes higher in the long run.
Neil Irwin, senior economics correspondent for the New York Times, writing today about productivity in this economy. Neil, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.